It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're in Washington, D.C., and we ran into the Honorable John Cornyn. He represents the great state of Texas. Great to see you.
Good to see you up here in the capital city.
And it is a busy time. It's always busy in D.C. I don't think it's ever not busy, yeah. But especially the last few weeks of a session.
Yeah, my dad always used to say, don't ever mistake activity for progress. And so we're trying to do a little of both. But yeah, this is what's called the lame duck session of Congress following the November the 8th, the midterm elections. And where some things have to get done, things like the annual appropriations bills have to be done in order to keep the government funded and up and running. Honestly, though, this is not a great way to do business. We've fallen away from the usual, what we call around here, regular order, where you do smaller bills and then you mark them up in a committee where senators on both sides of the aisle have a chance to make proposals and have votes on amendments, and then they go to the floor. The same process goes forward. Unfortunately, under the current management here, they prefer not to allow rank and file members to participate, and so you are presented with an up or down vote on a bill, on a must-pass bill. So the annual spending bill is on the agenda, and the National Defense Authorization Act. But there's still a lot of other issues that are floating around here, child nutrition, and other related issues. Obviously, everybody is always interested in making sure that that we have food to eat and our supply chains are intact, and markets for domestic producers are available for them to sell their product.
You mentioned regular order, and that requires work of committee work.
Right.
You're not actually on the Ag Committee, but you've got a good group of members who are on that Ag Committee working through a farm bill. Does that mean that you don't have any input on a farm bill? It doesn't, does it?
No. One good example is when seed cotton needed some help. We were able to get with Mike Conaway's, a fellow Texan when he was chairman of the House Ag Committee, and my friend John Bozeman from Arkansas. We worked with them and others to get that back in the farm bill. I think much to the relief of a lot of our cotton producers. So we only have 100 senators, and whether you're on a particular committee or not does not limit your ability to have impact. And given the fact, given the importance of agriculture and in Texas, it's something I try to stay involved in.
Really underlines the importance of a great staff as well. And I know that you have a great staff when it comes to looking at trade issues. Is trade on your radar?
Absolutely. I just came back from a trip. I'm on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. So that was the reason I was in Australia and New Zealand most recently, and previously went to Japan with Senator Bill Hagerty, who was the former ambassador to Japan during the Trump years. And so agriculture was obviously a part of that that conversation, trade, concerns about the role China is playing in the region, and obviously those relationships. They've used trade to retaliate against Australia in particular for not, you know, bending a knee to the Chinese Communist Party. So, but in my conversations in Japan in particular, Rahm Emanuel, former congressman, former chief of staff to President Bill Clinton, we talked a lot about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the missed opportunity that we should have taken advantage of back during the Obama years. I think that's now proven to be a mistake. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is not as trade-friendly. they're very close to organized labor, and for some reason organized labor is very reluctant for us to enter into trade agreements. But thankfully, we were able to do things like the USMCA during the Trump years. But unfortunately, I don't see us getting back into that into the trade business like we should to provide more markets to our producers during the current administration. But we're going to keep pushing.
Last one here for you, and our focus is usually agriculture and rural America, but when we say rural America, we're talking about more than half of your state.
Absolutely.
So when you look at what's ahead for Texas as we move into 2023 and what's happening in Congress, how do those two kind of line up? What do you see coming?
Well, of course, we've just come out of a terrible pandemic where our kids were not able to go to school, where they were asked to learn online. But what was demonstrated there, one of the many deficiencies we've seen is the lack of broadband in rural Texas and rural America. And so we've made tremendous investments, but like all infrastructure, it's not something you can flip a switch and correct. It takes time, it takes money, it takes a good plan and strategy. Fortunately, there are things like Elon Musk's Starlink, which are providing some technical answers to some of the problems we have. But you know, the role of broadband, it used to be something that you know, was just a matter of convenience. You'd share some pictures or send emails with your friend and family. But now I think it's become a practical necessity. And so following through on that big investment we've made in broadband to make sure that all of Texas and all of rural America can fully participate, whether it's in telemedicine, and frequently rural Texans have to travel long distances just to see a medical practitioner, and unfortunately a lot of our rural hospitals are closing. And so this telehealth is very, very important to their providing access to health care, but also to education and to people who do business online who are able to take a small business and basically make it global in scale, but still operate from their living room or their basement or their garage. It's very exciting, but it all needs access to the internet and the broadband. So that's just one example of something we're working on and have been working on to make the lives of all Texans hopefully a little better.
So good to see you. Thanks for your work here. We wish you the best.
Absolutely. Really glad to be with you.
Again, it's the Honorable John Cornyn, who represents the great state of Texas. We're in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.